School is out for most New Orleans kids, but many of them are still learning at summer camps. Some of them are taking on big topics. The history of civil rights. At the Leona Tate Foundation for Change Camp, students get to interview real leaders in the battle for racial equality. WWNO's Jess Clark spent a day there.
In 1960, 6-year-old Leona Tate became one of the first African-American students to integrate an all-white school in the South. And it happened right here in New Orleans, in the Ninth Ward. But Tate says when she visits the city's schools, kids don't know anything about what she did.
Children right here in the city have no clue of what ground they're walking on. There's so much history in New Orleans, and our children are just not being taught the history here. They're not being taught.
So she started a summer camp to change that. The camp is held here, inside a double shotgun house about a mile from McDonough 19, the school Tate integrated decades ago. For 6 weeks, about 20 middle and elementary school students come for lessons on civil rights, character building, math, and writing. Volunteer Rebecca Cooper walks in with a poster board, markers, and notebooks.
Y'all started without me?
Yeah.
You make me so proud!
The students spend part of each day interacting with civil rights history. They listen to oral histories, watch archival footage, learn about freedom songs, and interview local civil rights leaders. Today, the students are going to interview Tate herself. Cooper has the students pull their chairs into a circle. Then 12-year-old Amira reads from her notebook.
How did you feel being a first African-American at McDonough 19?
Tate says she was only 6 years old, so she didn't understand the gravity of what she was doing, entering an all-white school in front of a crowd of angry white protesters.
I didn't understand to have any feelings about it. I just had to do what I was told to do. Later on in life, after thinking about it, it became overwhelming, so I didn't talk about it for a long time. But now, I'm very proud to do what I've done.
Tate explains how after she and two other black girls showed up, all the white students left the school, leaving them alone in the building for the rest of the year. The girls were escorted to school every day by U.S. Marshals. They couldn't use the water fountains for fear of being poisoned, and the school windows were papered over for safety.
We couldn't even walk over to a window. The pencil sharpeners were on the windowsill at that time. And we couldn't even sharpen our pencils. The teacher would have to do that because we weren't allowed to go near the window.
After Tate left McDonough 19, she went to integrate Semmes Middle School, where she says the bullying was brutal. The kids want to know more about the bullying, but Tate shies away from the details. A tall girl named Alexis raises her hand. She seems to be grappling with a big question. How much has really changed?
Do they still got like a little racism today? Because I hear it a lot.
At this point, many kids in the circle are nodding in agreement. Leilani, a small girl with olive skin and big dark eyes, says she recently saw a white classmate bullying a black classmate at school.
The teachers broke it up.
Tate's advice to the students, who are all kids of color, is to stay focused on your goals.
You just have to learn how to put that in the back of your mind and not pay attention to that.
The kids write in their journals. Tate hopes the camp will help students with their writing and critical thinking skills so that they're ready when school starts and ready to carry on the legacy of Tate and other of the city's civil rights pioneers. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Support for WWNO's education reporting comes from Entergy Corporation.